At some level, there is nothing new about the basic concept of MIDs. Market economies have thrived over centuries by brutally killing off those firms that are less efficient, less able to adapt to new technologies, and less able to remain in touch with the changing demands of consumers and to meet those demands with the minimum use of labor and capital. But what the democratizations of technology, finance, and information did was put this process into hyperspeed in the 1980s, requiring companies and countries to move much faster in order to avoid contracting microchip immune deficiency. Think of it as a three-stage evolution. It began in the era before microprocessors and microchips made possible the personal computer, and before the personal computer made possible the democratizations of technology, finance, and information. This was an era that began with the end of World War I and lasted until the late 1970s. It was a time when both governments and corporations could be more lumbering and less efficient because everyone was operating in a more protected game. The second stage in the evolution of MIDs as a disease came about with the destruction of this slow-moving world. At both the corporate and government levels, the democratizations of technology, finance, and information started to converge in the late 1980s and created amazing new efficiencies and economies of scale in the marketplace, as well as a whole new place to do business called cyberspace. This transformation became known as the Information Revolution, and it will be seen in time as one of those great leaps forward in technology that occur every 100 years, like the discovery of electricity, which triggered a fundamental break from the previous era. There are many ways to sum up what the Information Revolution and the three democratizations did to the marketplace, but for me it comes down to two simple concepts. First, it greatly lowered the barriers to entry into almost any business, and by doing so, it radically increased competition and the speed by which a product moved from being an innovation to being a commodity. Let me explain. The three democratizations lowered the barriers to entry because with a single personal computer, credit card, phone line, modem, color printer, internet link, website, and Federal Express delivery account, anyone could sit in their basement and start his or her own publishing house, retail outlet, catalog business, global design or consulting firm, newspaper, advertising agency, distribution business, brokerage firm, gambling casino, video store, bank, bookstore, auto sales market, or clothing showroom. And it could be done overnight at a very low cost, and the company could become a global competitor by the next morning. You could be living on a block with three bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Crown Books, and Borders Books, and practically overnight you could be giving them all a run for their money by creating a borderless books in cyberspace by the name of Amazon.com. Amazon.com was created out of the democratization of technology, home computers for all, the democratization of finance, credit cards for all, and the democratization of information, the internet for all, to become not just a neighborhood bookstore tailored to the specific buying habits of your community, but a 24-hour-a-day bookstore where you can shop anytime and the whole store is dedicated just to you. When this sort of thing starts to happen across the American economy and across the world, it means that any product or service can be transformed much more quickly from being an innovation, something that only one or two players can make, with a high value-added component and fat profit margins, into being a commodity. A commodity is any good, service, or process that can be produced by any number of firms, and the only distinguishing feature between these firms is who can do it cheapest. Having your product or service turned into a commodity is no fun, because it means your profit margins will become razor thin. You will have dozens of competitors, and all you can do is every day make that product or service cheaper and sell more of it than the next guy, or die.